Good evening, everyone. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer with another podcast on AboveTopSecret.com. And good evening to everyone on the ATS and BTS and even PTS boards this evening. Looking at the boards, one of the biggest news stories, not surprisingly, is the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. And I think it's pretty safe for me to say that everyone is pretty damn horrified at what's going on in New Orleans. Who would have thought that this would deteriorate into the situation it has deteriorated in? And I just want to pose the question that has actually been put on the boards. And I apologise for my language when I do pose it. The question that's been posed on ATS is, what the hell is going on? I would like to ask not only the American government, but the Australian government, because there are Australians trapped there, and the reports from them are quite horrifying as to what is going on. They're apparently being targeted by New Orleans residents because they're foreign. Same with Japanese tourists that are there, and a lot of other tourists, because apparently they're very low in the pecking order of looters and all the rest of the unruly mobs that are going on there, and rioters. I would like to ask, what the fuck is going on with New Orleans? What the fuck is President Bush doing to help the people in New Orleans? Because, you know what? And it's not only President Bush, it is actually the Howard government too. I'd like to ask them this as well. What the fuck are you people doing? First question I have. Why isn't more being done? Where are the National Guard troops to help? And yes, I know there are National Guard troops there at the moment, but 300 troops from Arkansas, as opposed to maybe some National Guard units from, California, Ohio, Indiana, Colorado, Washington State, not Montreal, that's Canada, a few other states around. Where are they? Why aren't they there? Why is the response time so slow to help these people? Second question I want to ask. Why aren't supplies being airlifted in? The American nation organized and orchestrated and ran the Berlin airlift, for God's sake, in the middle of communist East Germany. They kept West Berlin going via air. Why aren't water purification tablets, clean drinking water, clothes, food, medical supplies being dropped into New Orleans? What's the reasoning behind that? 3. Where's President Bush? Why isn't he there? Why has he got such a lack of presence in this situation? And the fourth question that really, really, really I want answered, and maybe some of you guys can help me. Why won't the US government accept aid in this situation? If the US government can cope, why aren't they coping? And if they can't, which honestly it seems like from here that they cannot, why won't they accept aid? Canada has offered aid. Russia has offered aid. China has offered aid. Sweden has offered aid. Venezuela has offered aid. And yes, Australia has offered aid. So far, to my knowledge, unless something has happened that has not been reported, every single one of those has been either knocked back or there has been no reply. What the fuck is going on? Why isn't aid being accepted? And I'd like to pose this question right now what are our governments going to say to the survivors when they get out of New Orleans and ask the same questions? Where were you? Why didn't you help us? What the fuck was going on? This is a natural disaster. I am not saying it could have been averted. What I am saying is that more could be done and can be done now. Here, as I said in my last podcast, there are collections going on for money to donate to the American Red Cross. There are collections for canned goods if we can send them over, if they'll be accepted. There's collections for clothing. There's, you know, a lot of fundraising going on. But why aren't the people that have the resources pumping them in? Is it because New Orleans is a democratic state? I mean, I don't know. I haven't had time to look this up on the internet, so maybe someone who's actually listened to this podcast can actually tell me, did Louisiana vote Republican or Democrat? Is it because it's a predominantly black area? Is it because it seems to be the capital of voodoo and Bush is a Christian and therefore, okay, let Sodom and Gomorrah burn? Why isn't more fucking being done in this situation? And what are we going to tell the people when they do come out? How are we going to look the survivors in the eye and say, this is why we didn't help you sooner? And you know what? I honestly don't know what I'd say at this point in time, because I am so shocked and stunned at the lack of mobilization and the lack of response to this. It just seems that governments have thrown up their hands and just gone, too big for us. Well, you know what? The governments are the ones who are supposed to help. So I want to know why they're not doing their job in this situation. America's got the resources. America's got National Guard troops that could go in and help. America's supposed to have National Guard troops that could go in and help. And if they don't, I want to know why they aren't accepting it. Because I tell you what, I reckon a lot of the survivors who are there in New Orleans tonight, who are witnessing the explosions, who have had guns pointed at them, who have to stay in groups of, you know, if you're a foreigner, because otherwise you're just going to be picked off by, you know, people who are just looting and rioting everywhere. I want to know what we are going to say to them. Because at this point, I just don't know what we'd say. And I'm really angry that not enough is being done. Well, this is Mulberry Blue Shimmer, signing off from another ATS.com podcast.